Hello everybody, this is your girl Shawana doing another podcast. I hope everyone's having a great evening this Thanksgiving Eve. I know I'm excited about Thanksgiving, being able to spend time with family and friends. I'm still excited by doing this podcast and thinking my exes moving, letting go and let God take control. I just want to talk for a few snippets, just a few seconds about what are you thankful for? What are you thankful for? Since Thanksgiving is tomorrow, so I'm just thinking, what are we thankful for? Something that I think we should all think about. You know, I've always been talking about that man in the mirror, looking at yourself and changing yourself first before you can change somebody else or help somebody else. So now we gotta look at, what are we thankful for? I know I'm thankful every day for God letting me to wake up and see another day, because there has been times in my life when I didn't want to wake up. I wanted to take my life because I thought it would be better, but God said different. So I'm thankful each and every day that he let me see another day, that he let me come this far with grace and mercy, because without it, I wouldn't be here. And I know a lot of us out there are thankful. Without God's grace and mercy, we wouldn't be here. So that's what I want to talk about for these few seconds. What are we thankful for? Are we thankful for our lives? Are we thankful for our jobs, our houses, our cars? Are we thankful for the people that we have in our life, our husbands and wives, boyfriends, girlfriends, children, whatnot? What are we thankful for? And why are we thankful for these things? I know Thanksgiving, to me, it's always been special because it's always been the season of fall where you see the trees falling, the leaves falling off the trees. You see the color. It just set the tone for just love and just peace and just being thankful, you know, for making it from January to now, because it's getting close to the end of the year, and praying that you see next year. So Thanksgiving has always been a big thing to me, along with Christmas. But I must say now, Thanksgiving is not what it used to be, because now it's been so commercialized for Black Friday that people is forgetting about Thanksgiving. You don't even hardly see Thanksgiving stuff in stores now. I remember you used to see all the pumpkins and the pilgrims and all that good stuff in the store. Now, you see Christmas stuff out already and all this Black Friday stuff out. It's like Thanksgiving is getting swept under the rug. You got Black Friday starting on Thanksgiving. That's crazy. We're forgetting about why we celebrate Thanksgiving. I know in the history books, we learn in school about Thanksgivings when the pilgrims came over and the Indians taught them how to eat and how to survive. And they all sat together and was friends and family, sharing food and, you know, fellowshipping, having Thanksgiving, being thankful for one another. But it seemed like we're getting away from that. We're getting away from family and love and loving one another, because we got so much hate and all this stuff going on in the world right now. We need to get back to being thankful. We need to get back to those roots of peace and love. So that's what I'm asking. What are you thankful for? What does Thanksgiving mean to you? It means so much to me that this is the first time I don't have to work. With the new job I got, I'm off on every holiday and weekend. I'm thankful for that, that I'm able to be at home to spend holidays with my children and my mother and father and my family. I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for this new job I got. Thankful for the roof over my head, clothes on my back. I'm thankful for all the blessing God has been giving me each and every day. I'm thankful that he's brought me this far with his grace and mercy. And I know a lot of us should be thankful for that, because without his grace and mercy, we will be lost. So I'm so thankful that I have a big heart, that I love people despite of my shortcomings. I'm so thankful. So that's all I want to talk about, just these little snippets about what are we thankful for. We should all be thankful for our lives. We should all be thankful that we have God, that Jesus died for us, and that we're able, that are still here to be able to celebrate love and peace with our family and friends, because we have lost a lot of loved ones along the way. You know, and some of us are going through bereavement right now that we've lost loved ones, you know, and so Thanksgiving is probably going to be hard for them to celebrate. So we should just be thankful for one another. And we should be able to look at ourselves in that mirror, that man in the mirror that I'm always talking about, and look at ourselves and see and ask ourselves, what are we doing to make a change? What are we doing to make a difference in the world? And what are we doing to continue to be thankful and to help other people to be thankful? So that's all I want to talk about this evening. Just look at yourselves and ask yourselves, what are you thankful for? Why are you thankful? And what am I doing to make a difference, to help others? Because there's so many people out there right now that are homeless, not going to have food to eat tomorrow. Some of them don't even have food to eat every day. Don't have a roof over their head, clothes in their back, a shelter, a job. And those are the things that we should be thankful for, that we should not take for granted. Because we could be up today and down tomorrow, be laying on that bridge with some of those people that we pass by sometimes and don't want to help. God can fix that for us to be one of those people. I've been there. I know. So I have a lot to be thankful because I've been homeless. I've been down to the bottom. And I thank God that he's bringing me back up and putting me back the way I should be. And then he's putting me back to be better than I was. And I know he's done that for a lot of people out there. So that's what we should be thankful for. We got to grade our own paper, like my pastor would say all the time. You got to grade your own paper about what you're thankful for and about yourselves. So I hope everyone have a great day, a great evening this Thanksgiving Eve. And just look at yourselves and just really take a look and ask yourself, what am I thankful for? Why am I thankful? What am I doing to make a difference? To be a blessing to somebody else, to help them to be thankful. Because a lot of times we take stuff for granted. We complain about things, wishing we had this and wishing we had that. And we don't pay attention and be grateful for just the little things we already got. And that's what God looks at. He looks at our heart. We can say all this kind of stuff, all this, all the time. But he really looks at our heart and see how honest our heart is and how true it is. So I hope everyone have a good night and happy Thanksgiving to everyone. And God bless. And I'll talk to y'all later. Bye.